Amy Owen is the Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Northern and Fauquier Counties, as well as a co-chair of the nonprofit initiative at the Loudoun County Chamber of Commerce. Amy has been involved in the nonprofit organization world almost all her career. Amy is a professional who is dedicated not only to the community foundation for which she works, but to helping others help others. According to Amy, the community foundation is her dream job, building bridges and awareness among people who care with causes here at home that matter. She likes to say that local philanthropy is something you can see and touch and be a part of, helping donors make those connections and helping charities thrive is a huge reward. In her spare time, Amy keeps chickens, loves the garden, and has her own plantation of hops. Thanks, Amy, for all you do to help those in need in our community. Please give a warm welcome to my friend, my mentor, Amy Owen.
Thank you, Barb. Barb and I worked together last year, well, for more than just last year, but intensely last year to host a hunger summit for Loudoun County. I'd like to just give you a little bit of background, if I could. I grew up in Alabama. I was raised a Unitarian. My father was a law professor at the University of Alabama during very tumultuous years. So the 60s. This was when George Wallace blocked the first African-American students from entering the university and the schools there. And I was raised in a family that consistently and regularly crossed the railroad tracks to work with and for the individuals who were stuck in that side of town. So I praise my dad for helping to lead the way and understanding what diversity and inclusion is all about. And it's a hallmark of a community foundation to be inclusive and to serve a community as a whole entity, a whole nonprofit entity. They're very confusing entities, on the other hand. Any chance any of you have heard of the Community Foundation or a Community Foundation? Okay. Clearly we have more work to do. They've been around for 100 years. There are more than 700 community foundations across America and 30 here in the Commonwealth, and we are your local community foundation. They were founded in Cleveland, Ohio, the same community that founded the United Way, or then what was known as the Community Chest. So I suppose Cleveland is a hallmark of early philanthropy. The Community Foundation is a grant-making institution. We do that, however, not by working with one Mr. Rockefeller or Mr. Ford. We do that by working with individuals within the community who set up their own personal grant-making funds. It's very affordable. Community foundations are often referred to as the democratization of philanthropy because it's very attainable to set up your own fund. So grant making is a big part of our role. We also strive to build partnerships, much as we did together with the Backpack Coalition to showcase hunger in Loudoun County. Those partnerships are very important to us. And then lastly, our call to action is our own leadership work in the community, our own soul service, if you would, to advance the community in more positive ways. And I'll just give you a quick rundown of that work, and then I'd like to talk about one particular piece of our work and introduce you to my friends up here at the front of the room. We have a program called Forward Turn. It teaches high school students to be grant makers. We have an endowment fund that kicks off a small chunk of change, about $5,000 a year, and those students come together through a partnership with Parks and Rec and a nonprofit group called Loudoun Youth, and they become grant makers in the community. They interview their applicants, and they love it. They love torturing these potential grantees. Just, that's their favorite part. We also, for the 4 years now, have created an online day of giving. It's called Give Choose, and we welcome all nonprofits that work in or serve Loudoun or Northern Fauquier counties to join in this 24-hour day of giving. We work with a number of businesses who help to create a prize pool so that throughout the 24 hours, nonprofits win prizes as the day advances. The goal is to increase philanthropy. The unintended outcomes are that about 80% of those nonprofits get brand new donors into their doors because of Give Choose. The Philanthropy Summit this year will be the second piece of our Hunger Summit. We will showcase issues here in Loudoun County, beginning with an initiative led by the Washington Regional Association of Grantmakers called Putting Racism on the Table. As you may know, about 32% of our households speak a different language when we go home at night, and yet I think that Loudoun County may be less aware of that issue than it ought to be. We also will feature other programs, other issues in the community. I hope you'll join us. It's October 19th. Then we have two programs to train nonprofits, because we can't help our donors invest in nonprofits if we don't also invest in the nonprofit. So working with the local Chamber of Commerce, we offer four workshops each year on things like fundraising and financial management and human resources just for nonprofits. And then a program that offers executive coaching and other programs to local nonprofit executives. But the big hallmark of our work right now is a program called the Faces of Loudoun. And we backed into this campaign with a strong degree of intentionality, but it's not where we landed. We convened a group of about 25 citizens from the corporate world, the nonprofit world, the grant-making world, educators, and began to look at a series of voids and needs in the community. And we got stuck on a study recently released by the Chronicle of Philanthropy that I'd like to share with you. So for several decades now, a number that hasn't budged is that here in the United States, we donate about 3% of our income to charity. That 10% figure has gone down over time to be about a 3% figure of tithing into charity, and that includes faith-based gifts. The study then further broke that number down county by county, and Jefferson County, our neighbor in West Virginia, donates about 2.2%, less than 3%. Fauquier County, 3.12, they were exceeding the goal. Fairfax County, donating 2.6%. And we were struck by the fact that Loudoun County was 1.98%. You may have read in last week's paper that for the 10th year in a row, we've just been named the richest county in America. And so we said, we have to figure this out, and then we have to do something about it. So we began to look at other studies to help us understand and other data. For instance, you may know that more than half of us leave the county every day for work. And so other studies have indicated for every 10 miles that you leave your community, you are 10% less likely to be involved in your community, to understand what's going on locally. Makes sense, right? You're busy. You're in that car a lot. The other piece that we began to see as we researched is that the more homogeneous your neighborhood, the more like your house of the houses you drive past on a regular basis. And if you are of high income, then also the less likely you are to give, because you don't see the need. It's not there in your face. I don't know if any of you can think of a time when you have knowingly seen a hungry child or knowingly seen someone who's been domestically abused or knowingly seen a homeless person here in Loudoun County. But rest assured, those neighbors are here. So the other piece that we did was we began to look at the nonprofit community because we wanted to understand what their resources were. And in a survey that was completed this time last year, in fact, we're getting ready to do it again, we saw some more interesting statistical information. And that showed us that of 25 core social service organizations, only 10 of them had a rainmaker. We refer to them in the nonprofit community as directors of advancement or directors of development. And for those of us who are business owners, we recognize that not to have individuals selling our work, showcasing our work to particular investors is all the more work for the CEO. And that's particularly the case here in Loudoun County. Our CEOs, our executive directors, tend to do it all. In fact, we're losing one of our bestest to Fairfax County, Nicole Acosta, has just tendered resignation. For those of you who are familiar with laws, we're losing an outstanding and remarkable leader. And it's just an issue of burnout. Clocking in those 60 to 70 hour work weeks are really difficult to maintain for long periods of time because there was no director of development, much less a director of communications. The other important piece is that of the nonprofits in the community, only about half are offering any kind of cost share, retirement benefits or insurance, those kinds of things. So these are people who are most certainly dedicated to soul service. In preparation for our Faces of Loudoun campaign, we hosted 12 focus groups. I'd never done a focus group before. It's not something that's done in the nonprofit community very often. But we pulled in different subsets, teachers, emergency medical technicians. We worked with people who receive services from the nonprofits, the business community. And we were aghast. None of them knew of the nonprofit community. They just weren't really aware that there was a host of services doing good work here in the community. So not only were they not seeing the need, they weren't even seeing those organizations that were filling that gap at all. So in March of 2017, we began the Faces of Loudoun campaign, and it's designed to showcase real people here in Loudoun County, and I'd like to introduce you to three of them. On the far right is Connie. Connie Moore suffers from bipolar disease, and she wants to share her message that we must remove the stigma of mental health illness and it as a disease. Connie serves on my board of directors and believes very strongly that we must speak the words out loud with each other and that we understand that we all know someone who suffers from depression or anxiety or other forms of mental illness. The second is Cesar. Cesar left El Salvador under very difficult circumstances. He was a very well-established, highly regarded attorney. And like many first-generation immigrants came to this country without the ability to put into practice the skills and academic knowledge he had in hand. And he is over the moon to be working for one of the local churches, helping with their maintenance. So his quality of life has changed considerably, but he's very, very happy to be here. And so Cesar serves on the board of HealthWorks, the local community health center that provides sliding scale medical support for individuals in Loudoun and Fairfax County. And allow me to introduce you to Josette. From the Congo originally, Josette came from a culture where domestic abuse was less acknowledged, even more so than in the United States. And after years of being here in the U.S. and seeing one consistent physician who began to see a pattern, particularly as she became pregnant with her third child, That physician began to talk to her about places that she could go for help. And Chauzette now serves on the board of Laws, Loudoun Women's Abused Women's Shelter. She also works for United Airlines at Dulles and is a spokeswoman that domestic abuse, again, must be talked about and eradicated. These are one of dozens of stories that have come to the forefront, individuals willing to put themselves out there to talk about the faces of Loudoun. Our ultimate goal, we hope, is that we can elevate need and bring far more individuals into that sole service of financial contribution, of volunteerism, and of learning more about this place where they've put down roots here in Loudoun County. We hope that we can elevate need. We hope that we can increase the resources that the local nonprofits have, remembering that our population has doubled, more than 56% over the past 12 years, and these nonprofits are working very hard to keep up. It's always a pleasure to have a group of individuals willing to hear that piece of knowledge. I suspect I'm talking to the choir here. It's clear that you guys get it, and I hope you don't take this as an admonishment that you yourselves are not giving enough, because I don't believe that to be the case at all. But I will hereby dub you ambassadors of the message, because so many people do not believe that there are needs in Loudoun County, and so many people are not aware that we don't do a particularly good job of financially supporting the nonprofits who do so much for so many. So thank you very much.